Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Andre Hertley-Gaum, Commissioner at the Human Rights Commission. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thank you very much. And sorry for that. I was busy with another interview.
No problem. The price of popularity, right?
No, I think the issue at hand is very important.
I think so. I think you're absolutely right. So just to give us some context, what is the issue that we are facing in terms of education now?
Yes, the Ministerial Advisory Committee on COVID-19 has advised that the rotation, specifically in primary schools, should come to an end. But despite that advice, we are aware that thousands of schools across the country are still rotating. And many of them have applied to also rotate in 2022. The figure we have, for example, in respect of the Western Cape is that 86% of schools applied to rotate in 2022.
What does that mean practically? Yeah,
rotation basically means that, let's say, on a Monday, half of the children come to school, and then on a Tuesday, the other half, or they rotate on a weekly basis.
Right.
So in essence, it actually means that learners, especially from poor communities, because these are most of the schools affected as well, they only attend half of the school. They only get half of the school time that they actually should get. Whilst in many ex-Model C schools, for example, are not rotating any longer for quite some time now. So we have a kind of a double jeopardy situation where these were the same learners when we had the hard lockdown and schools were closed that also did not have the benefit of online education. So the commission holds that the rotational learning has a long-lasting negative impact on learning outcomes for children. And as the Ministerial Advisory Committee's advice states, that the harms of learners attending school on a rotational basis, specifically the severe cognitive, nutritional, and psychosocial costs, exceed the benefits of reduced COVID-19 infection from smaller class sizes. This despite the fact that there is a reduced transmission and virus acquisition rate among teachers and learners in these schools, as the majority of teachers have already been vaccinated and due to the low acquisition risk profile of primary school learners.
Right.
So therefore we've written to the Ministers of Basic Education, Health and Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs to request an urgent meeting discussing the termination of rotation in primary schools, which would basically mean that the Cocktail Minister needs to amend her directive by deleting the 1 meter social distancing requirement in respect of primary schools. And we also want to discuss the return to normal schooling timetables for high schools, as you also have the additional factor there. There's also a relatively low acquisition rate among the learners. But in addition to that, the teachers are also vaccinated. But the third factor is that the Department of Health has now started rolling out the vaccine for 12-year-olds and above. So we believe that if you balance all these factors, then it is in favor of not continuing at this stage, at least with rotation, and getting back to normal.
And the thing that I keep picking up from what you're saying is that kids that come from poorer families that are already disadvantaged are the ones that are suffering most, and all we are doing is just widening that gap.
No, absolutely, and that's why I say it's almost double jeopardy for them, because when schools were closed, they also didn't have the benefit of online education. And therefore, you know, if we just simply continue like this, we are really going to be in a dismal state as far as the education of thousands and thousands of learners in this country are concerned.
Yeah.
Especially also in primary schools, where the very basis of the remainder of the education path is being laid.
Unfortunately, that's all we do have time for, but this is an incredibly important conversation. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us and to bringing this to our attention.